This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, BARNHARTNP, and like November, be like practice. Fax 989-463-2249 regarding Sharon Schutt, SCHUTT. Date of birth 10/14/1939. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Schutt with hypertension and a history of acute renal injury or insufficiency. She did have acute renal failure in November of 2022 with a creatinine as high as 3.6 from vomiting, dehydration, and extensive ibuprofen use. After discharge, her creatinine had improved and remained in the 1.1 level, and it actually improved more this year. Currently, it's down to 0.89, probably one of the best levels she's had since that hospitalization. She has lost 12 pounds over the last year, and she actually does not eat as much as she used to eat. She's alone after her husband has passed away, and it's difficult to cook for only herself. And so she isn't eating as much, and she's quite happy with the weight loss. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit of August 21st of last year. Review of systems is currently negative. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Synthroid, Requip, Remeron, Wellbutrin, melatonin at bedtime if needed, and Tylenol arthritis for pain. And she does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight 168 pounds, pulse is 60, blood pressure is 116 over 66. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 15th of 2024. Creatinine is 0.89, now greater than 60, estimated GFR. And albumin, 3.9, calcium, 9.6. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus, 3.9. Hemoglobin 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, hypertension is well controlled. History of acute renal failure, currently with normal renal function and improved renal function. We will have her continue to get lab studies every 6 months, and a new lab order was provided. She will continue to follow her low-salt diet, and she will avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.